It's Helping Hand, organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and to others who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, Friends of the Children's Justice Center of Maui, welcoming back their executive director, Paul Tonneson. Good to be speaking with you again.
You also, Dave.
Share the mission with folks.
The Friends provide support for children of abuse and neglect. We also do a lot of prevention work, creating videos about reporting child abuse and neglect, about mandated reporting, and also we did quite a few bullying videos.
What kinds of services are funded?
Medical, dental, training, education, transportation. A lot of it's to build character and self-esteem of a child who has been victimized by some type of traumatic event, sexual abuse, physical abuse, and or neglect.
Special needs.
A lot of these children that are removed from the homes due to some type of abuse or neglect, they're in foster care, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but the majority of people that are doing foster care do not have the means to enroll them in football, summer camps, soccer, hula. So any type of sport-related or hobby, could be art classes, we enroll them and fund the programs. We deal with 28 different social service agencies and therapeutic providers on the islands, school supplies, clothing. A lot of times when they're removed from the homes, they're removed with the clothes on their back. So we have a program that we allow them to go down to Kmart with a voucher, and they're able to get proper clothing, personal hygiene items, sometimes beds.
Another thing that you guys do, helping to provide medical services that aren't covered by insurance or government programs.
Correct. A perfect example is we had a girl that went untreated for pretty much 13 years of her life. She had such a bad overbite, she had a speech impediment. Due to state regulations, it was considered cosmetic, so they would not cover it. We got together and we were able to have the proper care done for this young lady.
That is neglect right there.
Absolutely.
An important aspect of your mission is also working to train social workers, investigators, medical personnel, treatment providers.
We provide them for county employees, state employees, the judiciary. Any gaps within their systems, they'll come to us and say, is there a way this could happen for this child? Without us, a lot of these needs would not be met.
When it comes to abuse and neglect in a picturesque location like Maui, people might be surprised to learn the kinds of tragic circumstances that occur behind closed doors on the Valley Isle.
Oh, yeah. Even people that I know, and I tell them what I do and stuff, and they'll say, oh, you have child abuse on Maui? It isn't something that most people know about.
How many cases are coming up?
It can range from two. Sometimes some weeks are crazy. There's five.
2 to 5 individual souls who are
children,
facing this.
Right.
Children, minors.
Yeah.
Every single week.
Yeah.
Coming from Maui or Lanai or Molokai.
Correct.
That's staggering. That's a lot of folks.
It is a lot of folks.
Turning to ways that people can help you, Paul.
I am the only employee. I have a working board of directors and an amazing group of volunteers. Monetary is the best way to help us. We always accept donations, naturally. We do the Christmas program. We gave out 2,200 gifts last year. That's another way to help us. Volunteering, absolutely. Paul@MauiCJC.org. Because of the sensitivity, there has to be a court clearance before you can volunteer. We always need assistance like IT, different things in the office. We run on a 9% operating cost, which is unheard of, due to having one employee and a working board and an amazing group of volunteers.
That's Paul@MauiCJC.org.
Yep.
Would you also like to hear from other stores?
Absolutely. And let me mention Target, Whole Foods, Dorvin Lee Construction, Ace Hardware, Ohana Fuels, Hawaiian Petroleum Network, Olaina Luau, Saltchuk. We have a lot of people that give us money.
More people like that. You're eager to hear from them as well.
Absolutely.
MauiCJC.org. Crisis Hotline, 800-494-3991. That's Child Welfare Service. To report suspicions of child abuse or neglect.
That's statewide. That's the Child Welfare Service intake line. So even if you have a suspicion, better safe than sorry, call.
Also for Valley Isle folks, 808-244-6400 for the Maui Police.
Correct.
You guys are also on Facebook. Is there a general phone number?
986-8634.
All this contact information, the radio feature, the full-length interview, and all of our other Helping Hand guests are all archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. Executive Director Paul Tonneson, Friends of the Children's Justice Center of Maui, appreciate what you're up to, brother.
Thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate the time and the opportunity to reach out to the community.